One, wow, a late start for the Mary Griffith Show, but again, my guest was detained, so I kept waiting and waiting, and now we're on the air, and we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about. Unexpected open phones here on the Mary Griffith Show. So 1-800-228-9823, or just 217-223-9300, whatever you want to talk about. That's what I want to talk about today. But it's all there because your phone calls, and this is your local radio station. So I want you to talk about whatever you want to talk about, what's going on in the community. They're redistricting the schools in Hannibal. All the schools are having some safety concerns with any nut job can get on Facebook or social media and threaten to blow up a school, and chaos ensues. And it's going to be gorgeous weather this weekend, and we've got a lot of things going on with Folklife Festival in Hannibal, with the Marching Band Festival here in Quincy. So there's a lot of good things to talk about. There's some important and serious things to talk about. But whatever you want to talk about, that's what I want to talk about here at WTAD, because you make this show. Without you, there wouldn't be a Mary Griffith Show. We count on you to listen every day. We count on you to be part of our show, whether you're listening quietly at home or at work or in the car, or whether you now pick up the phone and talk about something that's going on in our community. And looks like we've got a phone caller who wants to get on, and I'm excited about that. Good morning. You're on WTAD Radio.
Well, thank you, Mary, for the opportunity. What I would like to hear is someone from QMG, Quincy Medical Group, and from the Hannibal Regional Hospital telling us where they're going to pick up the slack when Blessing cuts us other participants in the insurance program off. I've talked to my insurance adjuster, insurance man representative. We're not dropping our Aetna. We've got one of the better policies. And it's kind of discriminatory that Illinois state employees and school teachers can keep the Aetna Trail plan, but we're not qualified for it because we're not Illinois retired employees or school teachers. And that's my comment
okay.
for the day. But
no, keep on the line. I think it's good, and I want to flesh that out because I want to get people to call. So it's interesting. Hannibal Regional Healthcare Systems has a actually, they're having a meeting right now. They're educating the public right now, and it's going to go on all day about the Medicare Advantage plans that Hannibal will be accepting. Quincy Medical Group, I haven't heard from them that they're making any changes. But let me ask you this. You're really happy with your Aetna plan, and you say you're going to stay with your Aetna plan. Are you willing to stay with your Aetna plan, even though if you have any care from Blessing, it won't be covered?
The Blessing will take emergency only. Now, they will take Aetna in emergency only, but I can get the same care from QMG and Hannibal Regional that Blessing's turned me away from because of my program.
Okay. Are you sure of that? Are you absolutely sure QMG
Our insurance agent called both
Good.
QMG and the Hannibal Regional, and our program, our insurance program is compatible with their systems, and they will take us and treat us.
Well, you know what? I think that's great that you have done that work, and now you're sharing this information. The most important thing for people to understand is that an insurance program is only good if it covers what you want it to cover. If you figured out a way to stay on Aetna and you're happy with that and you're going to work your way around that, you did your due diligence, and you did great. Of course, no hospital or clinic or doctor is under any obligation to take anything, you know. But you're right. It has caused people a little bit of concern. But, you know, many hospitals, many organizations aren't taking any Medicare Advantage plan. So before we throw Blessing under the bus, you know,
Now, what it amounts to, Blessing's a nonprofit, and they are state and federally funded. They get their food, they get their money from us one way or the other. Now, the companies they're keeping, from what I understand, I can get these other companies and my premium may be $300 or $400 cheaper a year, but when I go in, I have a copay of $1,200 to $1,500 that I have to put up front first before they pay anything. And my Aetna plan, I go in, I may have a $20, but that's it. And my prescriptions, which I only have one, is free. And I had an abscess tooth a while back, and my medicine for that didn't cost me a penny. I went in, got treated by the doctor, QMG, went and got my medication. It was all paid for.
Well, I'm glad you found a way, and you talked with a trusted insurance professional. You did a smart thing.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
You
yes,
helped yourself.
We've been with him 10 years now, and he is really, I got a new knee put in 2 years ago. I think $1,200 is all it cost me out of pocket.
Well, I'm glad you're happy with what you got, and thank you for calling, because, you know, if you figured out a way that you're satisfied with, that's all that really matters. What I worry about is people that haven't been paying attention and are going to get blindsided.
Right.
So you brought up just the kind of thing we need to talk about on the Mary Griffith Show.
And I ask people when I talk to them, you know, what do you think about this insurance program? What insurance program? And I'm like, don't you listen to the news? Oh, no, it's just bull crap, you know. No, it's not.
You know, it's so funny that people have got this bad, they think it's bad. The news is bad. And so they don't listen to their local WTAD news. I mean, I'm sorry, but I don't care if you don't watch Fox or CNN all day. I don't care if you don't listen to the talking heads that are later on in the day on WTAD. I hope you do, because, of course, they pay my salary. But if you think what I had this morning on the news was BS, you're nuts. I gave out important information about boil orders, closed streets, people that are putting up $25,000 rewards for cold cases. We had Grain Belt Express news. We had all the crime stories. You know, I just love it that nobody listens to the news anymore. But these same people who don't listen to the news are the same ones who are on their cell phones constantly looking at social media news. So that's really what it's all about. So, but I thank
you. We listen to you 99% of the time in the mornings. From the time you come on, I get up at 5:30 every day, and I pretty much leave it on this channel all day. But, you know, I learn a whole lot from you, and I go on social media a little bit, but I look things up to find out, okay, who's telling me the truth and who isn't, you know.
Well, you know,
I have a nephew that's a college graduate that won't listen to certain stations, and I said, well, how do you know what you're fighting against if you don't listen to both sides? And he just sits there and looks at me with a dumb look. I said, I got to listen to CNN to see if what they're telling me and what my end jives to see what's going on. And he's like, oh, well, your side's telling nothing but lies.
You know what? Like, I love it. I love it because, you know, that's what's great about America. And I won't say their name, but I have someone who watches like way too much Fox News. You know, I think that's all they do, you know, like is watch Fox News. And they used to listen to Rush Limbaugh every day. And I'm like, why are you driving yourself crazy listening to things that you hate? He goes, I have to know what the enemy is doing. I have to know what the enemy is doing. So, you know, there's entertainment value in everything. Thank you so much for your phone call. I greatly appreciate it. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Wow. An educated listener to WTAD. It doesn't matter if we always agree on everything. It doesn't matter. You've got to have a local news source. And folks, WTAD Radio is your local news source. We'll take a break. We come back. T. Heberlein's here. And we're going to talk about a comedy show that's going to make you laugh. And maybe you can even tell a funny story on stage. Stay tuned. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Folks, you can't believe what just happened. First of all, if our chief engineer is listening, please, Phil, stop listening because you're going to just blow a gasket. We have an ironclad rule here at the WTAD Radio Ranch that absolutely no uncovered liquids can ever be in the studio. That means you can drink your coffee, but it has to have a secure lid on the top. Well, Mary Griffith broke that rule, and I've got my Harvest Ridge coffee, and I'm enjoying it immensely, and I take my headphones off to go to a commercial break, and I knock over about a 55-gallon drum of Harvest Ridge coffee. And now, as far as the eye can see, everything is a lovely color of light brown. And I'm just praying that all the equipment that I've got now up on paper towels survives the incident, as we say. So, folks, if by chance I get fired, and this is my last day, it's been so nice being part of WTAD Radio for 38 years. T. Haberlein, you may be making history. You may be the last guest ever on the Mary Griffith Show.
You know what's interesting is you not wanting to waste that coffee and watching you ring that back into the cup to drink.
It's good coffee, Harvest Ridge. It's good coffee. T. Haberlein is here. He is the president of the Golden K Kiwanis Club, which you're kind of supposed to be older to be in the Golden K Kiwanis Club, but you're a young guy, so apparently you don't have real strict age requirements.
No, I don't. I think what they had a something come up, and they said, we need to bring the age average down. And so they brought me in and then made me president. I was voluntold to be president.
Did you have a gray beard when you started, or is that voluntold?
I don't remember. I think it came in afterwards, right.
Being the president of a service club will give you a gray beard. But we digress. There's many Kiwanis clubs in town, and they all do great work. The Golden K Kiwanis Club, however, has a special place in my heart because they're the ones that sell the Claxton fruitcakes every fall. Now, I know you're saying, I can't stand fruitcake. Well, that's okay with me. More for me. And last year, T brought me like the emergency supply of a fruitcake. And T, I know there's an expiration date on it, but I still have one in my freezer. And I'm saving it for the day when I just can't take it anymore and I have to have a piece of fruitcake.
Yeah,
so
I think the expiration date on that is 3024, I think.
Yeah. Actually, it is. I think mine's officially expired, but I don't. That's just best if used by.
Right, right.
But I do. I love fruitcake. But that, I digress. You guys came up with a great fundraising idea to kind of take a play on the fruitcake. You're still going to sell fruitcake. Tell me you're still going to sell fruitcake.
Yes, we're still selling fruitcake.
Okay, God. Because I'd just be like, okay, it's my last day. You leave. Whatever, you know. But you decided to have an evening with fruitcake.
Yeah.
And it's to kick off the fruitcake sales, but it's also a comedy spectacle. It's going to be at John Wood Community College. I want you to tell me all about this because several of my friends are performing in this. I can't wait to see the show myself. It is Saturday, October 26th at John Wood Community College from 7 to 9. It's absolutely free of charge for folks to come in. They can order their fruitcake in advance. They can give a donation to the Golden K Kiwanis if they'd like. But tell us what's going to happen on an evening with fruitcake.
Well, evening with a fruitcake, it's just, like you said, it's just a fun way to kick off the fruitcake sales. We do this every year. It's our largest fundraiser of the year. And we just thought this would be a fun, different way to do it. You are actually going to be able to sample fruitcake. A lot of people say, I hate fruitcake, but I've never tried it.
Because it's got a bad reputation.
Does. It does. But
so talk about the Claxton fruitcake. It stole its virtues because it's not like other fruit. It's not dry. It's not a doorstop.
It is not.
It's real moist.
Talk about it. It is really good. And in matter of fact, it goes really good with coffee that's not spilled all over the place. Anyway, Claxton fruitcakes are awesome. I never thought I liked fruitcakes either. I always thought, nope, I don't like them. Heard all this stuff about them. But man, once I tried them, it's like, hey, this is pretty good. And this is all about fundraising, too, though. Claxton is really good with us and have been for years. It's a great outreach. And one thing we started just a couple years ago was allowing companies and things to buy cases of them and then donate them to the vet's home and to senior facilities, people that aren't able to get out and about to get them but would love them. And then they bring back a lot of memories for people. They bring back childhood memories of having fruitcakes when they were kids and stuff. So we want them to be able to enjoy it too. So we're allowing people to buy cases of them or one or two and donate them. And they might not personally want them, but somebody might. And we can find that person for them and be able to share the love of the fruitcake.
You know, it's fruit, not only fruit, it's candied fruit and it's cake. How can you not love?
Yeah.
And I will tell you this, T, if you ever get to Chattanooga, Tennessee, the Claxton factory is close there. It's in Georgia, but it's close. And, you know, Claxton every once in a while makes an oops.
Mm-hmm.
And this ice cream company goes down and gets all the Claxton fruitcake oopses And just like you can get, you know, a chocolate chip cookie, you know, in your blizzard, they take Claxon fruitcake bits and turn it into ice cream. And oh my God, it is so good.
How cool is that?
It is so good. So an evening with fruitcake is all about the other side of fruitcake, which is fun.
Fun, lots of fun.
And laughing and joking. Now, T, you have performed for charity. I don't know if you do this just for your own gratification, but I know you've done it to raise money for different groups. If somebody has a song and dance routine, a group, if somebody has thinks they could break into stand-up comedy, they can be part of this event. They can be on stage
On
Saturday, October 26th.
Yeah, I've got room for probably a couple more that could squeeze in there with what we've got going on so far. But, yeah, I'll give my cell phone and call me.
Yes.
If you got an act you want to try or it's something you just want to, you're dabbling in, we would love to have you. And I'll try to fit you in. If we get too many, we'll save it for next year or for the next one. But can I go ahead and get my number?
Yes.
Call me at 217-440-8687. And we'll see if we can fit you in. I do, like I said, have a room for a couple more acts I could probably fit in. We got a pretty good show right now, a pretty good lineup right now, but I could fit you in somewhere if we can get calls for that. It's just going to be a fun family night. All ages are welcome. Just good, clean family fun. So.
Well, without going into detail, can you give us some of the acts? I'll start with the act I'm in.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
there's a group called Quincy Community Theater Act Two Players, or QCT Act Two. And this is a group of people who love to write plays, love to perform, love to be actors, maybe like costumes and props, just a little bit. We don't do a lot of that. But it's a group of people who love to perform and entertain, but we've been in shows at QCT in the past, and we know what a commitment it can be. It's like 8 weeks, they own you, your entire life, you know, is practicing for this play, putting on this play. It's like 3 months out of your life is completely devoted to it, then it's over. And some people don't have that much time to give. And they also are like me and old and can't remember lines anymore. Yeah. So Act Two is a reader's theater. So the members of the group write our own comedy skits. They do everything that is comedic. Every little, you know, look at life that's comedic. And we perform those at nursing homes, at service clubs, at church groups, in assisted living facilities. And so Act Two Players will be there with two shows, both of which been performed and have received rave reviews. So they are vetted and get lots of laughs. Yeah. So that's one of the groups that's going to be performing is the Act Two Players from QCT. Who else is on the agenda?
Well, I've not asked permission, but I will say their first names. We've got Brett. He's actually a minister here in town who does some stand-up, so he's going to be coming doing a set or two possibly for us. Possibly two. He is doing one, but possibly two. Our own Ron, that's in our Dolan K, he reads some jokes that he finds, and he always attributes them to who he got them from, but just to hear him read them is hilarious. So he's definitely going to be a part of it. Then yourselves, and then Crackers the Parrot may show up. That's maybe my stage name, I'm just saying. So I'll be doing the emceeing and in-between stuff. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a variety and just a night to have some good laughs and hang out with some really cool people.
So basically it's good, clean fun, although the minister could be very
that
blue,
could
right?
Be. We may have to reel him in a little bit. So.
A rabbi, a priest, and a minister.
We can make up our jokes that night.
We can make up the jokes that
we'll
night.
We'll have some improv. How about
There's
that?
Also going to be some improv, right?
Yeah, I think so.
When we get off air, I'll give you the name of somebody. If you need somebody to be called up,
okay.
She'll be like, oh, no, no, not me. Oh, no, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I'm so shy. No, she's not. Okay. She'd love to come up on stage and be part of it. I know. But this is a chance to see, you know, somebody said to me once when they came in as a guest director at Quincy Community Theater, they were from New York. And they said when they did the tryouts, the auditions, not tryouts. See, I got money to get kicked out of the theater for calling them tryouts. When they did the auditions, when they looked at the acting that was available here, they said, oh, my goodness. Many of these people are good enough to be in New York. They just choose to be a mailman instead. Mm-hmm. They just choose to be a radio announcer instead. They just choose to help people at Golden Bridges move to different places and make their senior life better. And it is true. There's a lot of talent in this area. There's a lot of people who are just as funny as any stand-up comedian I watch on television, but they're not willing to make it their life career. They just want to do it on Saturday, October 26th for the Golden K Kiwanis and then move on.
Yep.
So there's an awful lot that's going to happen that night. When folks come into the show at John Wood, there is no charge. So, but you're hoping that you'll get some Claxton fruitcake pre-sales, yeah. And you're also hoping maybe people will make a free will donation.
Correct, and we also will have fruitcakes there to sample and to buy that night, and definitely put in some orders. We're hoping that we'll get orders for more than what we've already ordered, and just make this the best year yet. But we just want to introduce people to it that may not have had the opportunity, and then also just have a nice, fun night together. Pepsi is supplying the refreshments for us that night. They've been gracious with that, so thank you to Matt and Pepsi over there. And then we'll have some other cookies and things like that. Just, again, free will offering for anything we do. And just hope it just be a good introduction to the community with the Claxton Fruitcakes.
You know, Pepsi, again, they sponsor the Mary Griffith Show. They do everything for our community. I have never gone to Pepsi and made an ask and have been turned down. In fact, they're like, is that all you need? I mean, we could do more. It's like, thank you. So I love Pepsi. I will love Pepsi forever. Not just because they sponsor my show, but because, you know, they do everything. Every charity I'm involved with goes to Pepsi yeah. for help, and Pepsi is always there to help. What does the Golden K Kiwanis do with all this money?
I'm glad you asked. It all stays here local. We're all about helping children. So just a few things that we do with the money we raise is we've done like the Kiwanis Playground, actually joined with the other Kiwanis group, and we did the Kiwanis Playground there down by the river there. The Children's Museum, we've helped that. We do Sew Essentials out at the mall. They help kids learn how to sew, which is a lost art. So we sponsor that, and Debbie and the group out there at the mall, just helping kids learn this trade and how to do that. Just so many things. We do fifth grade recognition, which is something different here. And it's not just for the kids that are known or sport in sports or band or anything. It's the kids that sometimes are passed over, but they're really good kids and really have a heart for others. And the teachers notice that, and we get to recognize them. We go to each of the elementaries and have a little dinner with them, and they get an award for being a cool person. You know, so we do that. We supplied much-needed socks for all the grade schools. We ask them, what's your need? And they said, we need socks. Kids come in without socks or holes in their socks, especially during the winter. We supplied all of them with socks for their clothes closets and things like that. So Teen Reach, Builders Club that we do at Blessed Sacrament, just so many things. Just anything we do, it's a heart for helping the children. And we do that not only here local, but we also help children around the world with all the Kiwanis.
You know, the thing I love about Kiwanis is, like you mentioned, Builders Club. Mm-hmm. It takes these young kids and it talks to them about you can be a leader. You don't, you know, maybe you're already the quarterback of the football team, but you can be a leader off the field too. Maybe you have no athletic ability whatsoever, but you like to act. You can be a leader not only at the theater, but you can be a leader at the Builders Club. You can find a group that needs help. There's always somebody who needs something, and you can make that happen. And I really have appreciated the few times I've been knowing kids in Builders Club, that Kiwanis group Builders Club for those elementary kids, that is fantastic. Because the only way you're ever going to have leaders when they're adults is that they get a small junior chance to be a leader when they're juniors. I mean, you can't. Leadership's a skill you have to build. You don't walk onto your senior year at Blue Devil Stadium and say, I'm here to be the quarterback of the team.
Yeah.
No, you have to start practicing. Mm-hmm. So practicing those leadership skills and understanding that Kiwanis builds for the whole community, and that building is not just physical things we can touch, like the wonderful all-inclusive playground, which they're building another one. Isn't it great?
It is great.
The Park District thought that was so great. They're actually spending their own tax dollars
yeah,
this
awesome.
Time to build the
yeah.
second one. Isn't that great? So there's lots of things that are going on. If somebody wants to be a Golden K Kiwanian, there is no age limit, although it's probably geared towards the more retired folk, right?
At least ours is more
yeah.
retired, but there's all ages in all the groups. The morning breakfast Kiwanis and then the noon Kiwanis, all ages are welcome. So,
and when do you guys meet?
We meet at the Senior Center the second and fourth Mondays of the month at 9 a.m. So come down, check us out. You're always welcome to come down and visit. We have programs and just hang out for about an hour or so, and it's just a great time to get together. And for those who are retired or maybe their schedules don't fit that every week meetings, we do it just twice a month. So,
well, you know, the great thing about that is if you like Danielle Harrison Henning was a member of the Early Bird Kiwanis Club because she couldn't, mm-hmm. you know, she had to work, but she could get a meeting in early.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sometimes retired people don't want to get up at 7 right. o'clock in the morning for a meeting. The heck with that. Yeah. I'll start at 9.
Yeah,
when
nine,
you're all at work, I'll
better.
Start. I'll
yeah.
start. Again, this is an evening with fruitcake. And let the just take that wherever you want to go. Nobody's going to force you to eat fruitcake. But I'm telling you right now, if you've had bad fruitcake, you haven't had fruitcake. You need to take at least a little teeny sliver of a Claxton fruitcake. Because they're so good. And my hips can attest to that. It's a comedy night, an evening with fruitcake. It's at John Wood Community College. There are no tickets. There's no charge to get in. Let's pack that place. Come and see your friends and neighbors perform Saturday night, October 26th from 7 to 9. Plenty of parking there. The best way the best way to go is go in the back.
Yeah, around back.
You
and
know,
it's a straight shot in. There's no
straight
steps
shot
or
in.
Anything.
But if you go in the front, that's okay. There's an elevator that
correct.
Takes you right
correct.
Down there. So don't worry about that. There will be refreshments available at the intermission. Everyone is invited to attend, and they've kind of got their cast already assembled. But if you've got something really great, they want to hear from you. If you do some comedy, some improv, if you entertain, T. Heberlein, my guest today, wants to hear from you. Call him today at 217-440-8687, 217-440-8687. And if you want to bring a big group and want to reserve it, like all 20 of us want to sit together, call T, and they'll make sure you have kind of reserved seating. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll at least make sure there's a block of 20 so that all your people can come and mock or support
yes.
their neighbors who are in the show, depending on how you look at it. I'm going to be one of those people, so we need as much support as we can. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
No, I just appreciate this community and their support, and if you can come out that night, that's awesome, or if you want to get a hold of us and just buy the fruitcakes without coming out that night, or you can't make it, please feel free to give me a call as well, and we'll get you set up.
Thank you, T. Heberlein. Golden K. Kiwanis, A Night with Fruitcake, kicking off their fruitcake sales, and see me and a host of others performing that evening.